Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk a little bit more about the draft. And I did see, though, Xavier Worthy. He's not wasting any time. Yesterday, he went on Instagram Live, and he was live while he was getting a tattoo, and he's got like a Chiefs, you know, he's got an Arrowhead KC tattoo.
I hope he gets a second contract.
I was like, that's pretty bold. But look, you're a first round pick. You know, you're here for 3-4 years at minimum. So sure. It's not like it's his first ever tattoo. So he was on Instagram Live. So that's pretty cool. He's all in with the Chiefs at this point. And what the expectation is for him, I think he lands in a really good spot, not just because it's Reed and Mahomes and all that, but because they brought in Hollywood Brown in the offseason, because they have Rashee Rice. Suspension maybe to be determined. And I still think there's a chance that he's not suspended by week one. It could be much later. He's not being asked to come in and be the dude right away. And I think that is huge for his development. Rashee Rice initially wasn't asked to be that. It ended up being that by week eight the season. And I don't think that's playing out the same way. Even if you think Worthy is going to have a modest season. You know, we were trying to throw out yardage. Let's call it a 500-yard season and four touchdowns. For a rookie season where you're the number three, that's not a problem for me. I know some people want him to have a lot bigger season, but
sure, I'd like him to have like 1,500 yards, and it'd be like Jamar Chase's rookie year.
But the difference is last year, who were the number one and number twos going into, not eventually, but going into the season, who do we think were the number one and number two receivers?
Kadarius Toney.
And MVS, probably.
MVS?
Oh, and there was high hopes for Sky Moore. I was high on Richie James as well. None of that stuff happened.
Gross.
I know.
In retrospect, horrifying.
Now heading into the season, we think Rice, Brown, Worthy, then Toney / Moore and Watson.
So I was trying to ask myself this question, not because I think that, like, I like the pick of Xavier Worthy. We talked about it on Friday. I know we didn't have a long show, but I like the pick of Xavier Worthy. What I was thinking about, though, is like if it ended up being kind of that redshirt-y year, he's a little slow to come along, and we hear the things at camp and just be like, well, you know, wasn't running a complicated system enough at Texas, and Andy Reid's offense is really tough to learn. The things that they will toss out every year for any wide receiver. And Rashee, you have to remember, started kind of slow. He wasn't a major factor in the offense early on. He had to become a factor later. Is do they need him? Because last year, they ended up needing Rashee Rice bad. So let's just say Worthy is a non-factor this year. It is more like Sky Moore's rookie year than Rashee Rice's rookie year. Are they better offensively? And again, I'm not predicting that. But are they better offensively than they were last year in totality needing Rashee Rice?
How can the answer not be yes?
I mean, God, based on the receivers you just said, it has to be yes, doesn't it? Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice, now that we know what Rashee Rice is, is better than at the end of the year what Rashee Rice and who was wide receiver number two at the end of the year? MVS?
Yeah, probably still was.
Dear God, that was their Justin Watson? Who finished with the second most yardage on the team?
It was MVS, wasn't it?
No way. He finished with like 400 yards. It's probably Justin Watson. Like, not including Travis Kelce, obviously. He's a constant.
Watson had 460 last year.
So he was second? So, I mean, I have to assume that Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice.
MVS had 315.
Yeah. Oh, my God. 315 is even worse than I thought. So, I mean, at this point, I am to assume that the number one and two wide receivers of Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, they'd be significantly more productive than Rashee Rice and Justin Watson. So they're already better. Watson becomes the three in that scenario. Now, they are missing MVS, but 315 yards, I can replace that with literally anybody. So it doesn't matter. Like, I just kind of have to assume that they are infinitely better, even if Xavier Worthy takes a gap year. Even if I hope it isn't that. I'm tired of,
I don't,
like,
think it'll be a gap year, but I don't think, so you know, the snap counts. There's still no reason going to this is all, let's just assume Rashee Rice is playing 16 games and suspension pending, that, you know, Rice and Hollywood Brown are going to get the most snaps of anybody in the wide receiver room. And then after that, what's the balance in mix like? In week one, let's say Rice is not suspended week one, and it's Rice, it's Worthy, it's Brown, it's, you know, everybody's available. Sky Moore, Watson, Tony.
Sure.
And I can already promise you on Monday, people will probably be complaining because you're going to be surprised in week one if Xavier Worthy's snaps are not so much higher than the combination of Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. Like, I know that's what we want, but you know that's just how
they operate.
It would not surprise me at all if you tell me that Watson and Sky Moore and Toney combined or whatever all end up with more snaps than Xavier Worthy just out of the gate.
I kind of have to assume that, don't I? Like, I don't want to be that guy or just say there's no hope. But, like, tell me how I'm supposed to assume the other side of that when that's not how they've operated, even with the wide receiver. And, by the way, there was times early last year that were like, hey, it's fairly obvious. I remember specifically a conversation we had on this show in, like, week four in which we said, hey, we all know that Rashee Rice is the best receiver on this team, right? Like, we all agree. We're all looking at it. When he gets the ball, they're successful versus the other people that, like, when they don't get the ball, they're not successful. So what are the Chiefs doing? And it took them a few more weeks because they like to be safe, be smart about it, take their time, and kind of work them in. I was just trying to make sure that they didn't have to have Worthy in order to see an improvement from the offense, because then I can view Worthy for the season I want, which is anything he does is gravy. It makes them a little bit better than what they were last year, anything he manages to accomplish.
Well, look, if you go into week one, you have a healthy Travis Kelce, hopefully, in week one. Well, last year, as we discussed earlier this show already, he was hurt before the Lions game. If you have a healthy Kelce, let's say Rice is available week one, because we all agree at some point he's probably getting suspended, but we also have seen how the NFL operates. There is a decent chance they don't make their decision by the time week one starts. So he could get suspended next year. It could be a lot later in the year. Hell, it could carry into 2025. Nobody has the answer to that. So I don't think it's like this automatic Rashee Rice is not available week one. In fact, if I had a bet on it right now, I would actually bet that he is playing week one and the suspension is coming later.
But that does change the math a little bit from the expectations, because you do need him more. Because if I take Rashee Rice out of the question, well, then you definitely
need
Worthy.
Well, if Rice is gone for six games and it's Worthy, Hollywood Brown, the weird thing will be, who's the guy that steps up after that? Because Worthy...
Justin Watson. Worthy, it's always the same guy.
Right, because Worthy and Brown, to me, are very similar players. That's why I said when they drafted Worthy, I believe they found their Hollywood Brown replacement in a year. People got upset when I tweeted that. They're like, why are you already talking about the future? Because it's the damn draft. It's all about the future, right? Like,
yeah, it's not about 1 year.
Hollywood Brown is on a 1 year contract. So Xavier Worthy, to me, is the Hollywood Brown replacement in a year. Well, if Rice is gone for six games, route-wise, yeah, maybe you're right, Cody. It's Justin Watson. Who's taking the Rashee Rice routes specifically? Because I don't think they're just going to have Hollywood Brown start running those.
No, I don't think. I mean, I'd be surprised if they had him do that. But they're going to have somebody run the Rashee Rice routes. That's Justin Watson. He's the do-everything dude. It's not Tony. It's not Sky Moore. It's Justin Watson. And look, they made part of their season work last year when it was Justin Watson, a, you know, Hollywood Brown type, let's just call that Rashee Rice at the time, is another capable wide receiver, and Travis Kelce. It wasn't pretty. I didn't like it. And I don't think their offense would be very good if that's the way they were trying to operate. But I do think that they can make, that's like last year's level of offensive ability. The second you toss Rashee Rice back into it post, you know, whatever the suspension I think will be, because I do think he's getting one.
Yep.
Then we're having a different conversation and everything else is gravy. I was trying to look at Worthy, not as if like it ends up, I don't think it'll be like FAU's year in which they just won't use him, right? Like he just didn't play and they I don't think it's
going to
be.
He's going to be
like
their number three receiver.
Yeah, I think he'll be heavily involved in their offense in some capacity. I think it might end up being that he has 27 catches, but it's for 440 yards and they're all you know, he averages 22 yards a catch because they used to have that in their offense. I don't think he's going to have 80 catches when the thing's done.
I think so.
But I definitely think he'll have some factor.
I think some of it depends on, does the offseason, like, nutrition plan, does that actually
Leave
work as well as they hope? They already acknowledged they would like him to get to, what, 175, 180. He's listed at 160. In terms of durability, making it through in the Chiefs camp, it's a 20-game season these days, essentially, every year because of the playoffs.
Who is the wide receiver that eats, like, Michael Phelps before an Olympic?
Well, yesterday when Bink was in,
Keon Coleman?
Can he just eat like Keon Coleman?
So that was the thing yesterday. Bink was in, and he said he thinks Keon Coleman's going to eat himself out of the league like Kelvin Benjamin. And I said, that's crazy.
Damn, he's already called him Kelvin Benjamin?
Because of the Waffle House story. But, yes, they need Xavier Worthy to go with the Waffle House route, essentially. And Keon Coleman, it sucks he's on the Bills because every video the Bills keep putting out about Keon Coleman from an off-the-field standpoint, he looks like he's going to be fun to cover for a very long time.
Very fun.
And it stinks we don't have that personality here. Ultimately, right, I'll take the guy that I think can have a much more productive career. But still, Keon Coleman looks like he's going to be an easy guy to root for. It just sucks that he's in Buffalo. Because did you see the latest video? Not just the
cryotherapy one?
Not just the Macy's jacket and eating snacks with the media. But they took him through the locker room in Buffalo, and they took him in the cryotherapy room. And he's like, damn, this is cold. And he's like, you guys got to give me that Undertaker intro. And so they turned off the lights and they had him walk out like the Undertaker, but it was all his idea. Like he just seems so relatable and normal and seems like a cool kid to root for. Keon Coleman in Buffalo.
They're not going to, Josh Allen can't get past Patrick Mahomes, even if Keon Coleman's good. They had Stephon Diggs. He was a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL for 5 years in a row.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.